That's why this program is really, really an amazing program, and it's why that Howard and I are real dead set on that. It's telling you that it's something that you don't play with. You don't put man-made variants in it. You don't put a man-made pace line. You put the horses in like they're supposed to be. And by putting them in from the racing form like they're supposed to be, then it matches these horses against each other. It's the ultimate in the matchup.
We have not covered one thing which is Jimmy's loves the most. It has been written in the follow-up that Jim did not want to put the EXDC into energy, that I forced him to do it. That is not true. Jim said it's too damn good for sell for $500. I'll miss that. But I said, Jimmy, let's give people each program should have a little future in it. And he said, beyond energy, there is a future, believe it or not. The last program we're going to release posthumously is called...
Yeah, Howard, he informed me this morning, you know, the old pharaohs, when they passed away, that their closest companions were buried with them. So Howard said, when I go riding off to the sunset, you got to go with me. And I said, Howard, leave me here.
So into energy, to prepare you for the future, which is acceleration. The ultimate way to test the ability of a horse is not by how fast it runs, but by how it decelerates, coupled with how fast it runs. That's your EXDC. So let me remind you once again, before I turn it back to Jimmy, that EXDC stands for energy exertion coupled with deceleration. We put it in energy on purpose. We said, we can't hold this back yet.
I can't hold it back.
All right. It was not as publicized as a follow-up that Jimmy fought me on it, and I won because I was over or something. Jimmy, let's take an EXDC. The races, we have an EXDC readout here. You know, it's in the follow-up, they never print the EXDC readout.
Right.
That's because the guy who publishes it, hi, Dick, he never uses it. He gets away without using it. Let's go to page 8. And Jimmy, you got your page 8 there? Just explain what this EXDC does. And Spencer, Tony, before I'm going to let Spencer talk for a second here. He has to talk. And we got to get some money out of him.
Before I say anything, you want Spencer?
Yeah.
All right, wake up, Spencer. Time to be awake. Bill? Okay, Spencer.
Do you remember any of your sets? Okay, get up here and tell them, and don't take all day. That's enough.
Too late.
Get a mic. Spencer did a test of the Paragons versus the EXDC. Here are the results.
I was keeping my energy report, and I got down 21 races, and then I started a new page. And I thought, well, it may do a little more sense if I see some continuity if I just keep it going right on down into 21 races, another and another. So what I did was...
But you have a very light Indiana farm boy voice.
So what I did was I just spread out my energy report and made it deeper, and I put my horse at my first and second horse and my money on one side, made the energy report, so I come down here 20 races and another 20 and start in on some more. Well, my win percentage wasn't real good, and I wondered, because I had enough data, if I could go back and see if I wasn't interpreting my information correctly. Maybe there was something that was hidden in there. So what I did was, looking at the Paragons and the EXDCs in correlation with the Variegate, I just went down my report and I took all the early Variegates. And then I made a little chart of course, the pace and weight of the winning horse. And lo and behold, the EXDC on early, out of what I thought wasn't a very good win percentage, I won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 9. Then when I went to early phase presser, the next category. I broke out just the early phase pressers. Here's 5 out of 5. Next category down was presser. Well, there was 5 out of 7, and I'm starting to realize I wasn't interpreting my data. My strongest point here was my EXDC. Go on down here to sustain pace presser, and I've got 1, 2, 5, 7 out of 8. And in sustained, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 12. And I thought, gee whiz, all I need is the Varigot and the EXDC. And this is my data, my handicapping, my pace lines. And my conclusion was, EXDC, when the Varigot was early pace presser, or presser, go for the first and second choice in early EXDC. When a sustained pace presser or sustained, go the late EXDC, first and second choice. Well, that gives you 30 out of 41 races. That's 70-some percent winners.
73.8.
So that's what I learned by keeping some records and going back on it and looking at it, drawing conclusions from what was right there before me, but I couldn't see it as I was going down through it. My actual win percentage was about 10 points below that. And here I have all these winners right before me. I just couldn't see it.
Thank you, Spencer. You'll see the light. I thought they wrote that fact in. And we always have pretty similar statistics, Jimmy and I. I love to rub that in to the guy who edits the follow-up, who says, these are very crude attempts. that's pretty crude, huh? 70 what? ...8% winners, as opposed to the Paragon 68.
Really, what the late EXDC wasn't at the beginning to be a part of the energy program. Howard, after we had pretty well started and got along, he said, we need to think about deceleration. Here we're finished. We can do very little to energy. And, you know, we've got to stay ahead of the game. We've got to be working on deceleration. And I needed a place to start. There wasn't any better place to start than with a program that's already performing at the top level with energy. And I've got to admit, I told Howard, I said, I've got a tremendous amount of trouble with deceleration. The only way that deceleration to me is meaningful if it's measured against acceleration. So when we talk about acceleration and deceleration, deceleration is just the name of how much they've decelerated after they have accelerated. The reason for this, you take and someone and they go outside and they run around the block, and someone walk around the block, who has decelerated the least? The walker. So any kind of number that you come up with, the slow horse, or the one that has accelerated the least, has the less deceleration.
We build this whole thing on the story of the tortoise and the hare.
So what you've got to do then is come up with some way, and it's energy expenditure that causes this deceleration to happen. So, I did this to look at myself so I could start working at it, and this, Howard loves graphs. We didn't have the upright bar graphs, so I put in upright bar graphs. And I called it late, early, and late, which it is. So underneath we put numbers. These numbers were put in there, and they're not jokes. They're meaningful numbers, but we would not tell anyone what they were. We wouldn't explain them. We just put them in there because Dick Smith made the brag, "I do not look at graphs. I am a number-orientated person." So the once we put numbers in there, and he said, "Now, what are those numbers?" And we wouldn't tell him what the numbers were. Then these graphs up above, hey, those are great. So the joke was that they really meant something, but no one except Howard and myself knew what they were. Now, in all honesty, probably the late matchup, EXDC, is not just what you classify as late. It's other than early. But you know, in writing a program, I don't know how to put it other than early to get everything balanced on the screen.
And it's not typical of our language to have other than early.
So, you know, to me, late is other than early.
It's the omega factor.
So, this early EXDC, the top bar graphs, is early expenditure or acceleration. This is how much the horse accelerates early, measured against his deceleration. Okay, now, I can't tell you how we get that. That's a formula that is based on that. So when you see this horse, you know that he's the best early, but then he has some kick at the end. He decelerates. But it's a measured deceleration. The same thing is the late. This is a late. It's how many used ultra scan? All right. It's kind of an ultra scan type of early and late. But it measures deceleration, and it, as I said, everything is based upon the dream race. Now, to us, early is more than the first and second fraction, and it becomes the first and second fraction and part of another fraction, or how far they can carry this measured against their deceleration. The late is how much kick they have after they have accelerated.
Well, when a horse shows up on both grass,
he's a dynamite horse if he's number one or even one and two on the two graphs. And if you look in the second energy manual, in it I made the statement that I like to see a flow UXR into the variegate, into the SART, into the MUV, into the EXDC. Once you get this flow pattern going, then you know that you've got the right horses. There becomes no doubt of your two horses. You use one part of the program to verify the other. Okay, the numbers now I'm going to explain at the bottom. The early matchup EXDC. How does this horse match up early in the first? Now, this doesn't say first fraction. It says first. Now, so it's a little more than first fraction. In the first portion of the race, how does this horse accelerate measured against his deceleration? This is based upon the dream race. Here again, everything is on the dream race. This is why it is so important that you have the right horses, that these right horses are in the computer, because everything is on the dream race. Let's look at Kemp. He is the zero. This means that he has accelerated the most. Let's look at the second late, and we can see that he decelerated. Also, now, when you look at the first and the third. Okay, now take the first, he's zero. Look up at the matchup, faction one, faction two, faction three. And you see that he has the best first fraction and the second best third fraction. The second fraction. Best first, second best, second. So it's seeing this and establishing him early. Now, it takes a look at the second call. So this horse is the best early. It means that he has accelerated the most.
And decelerated the least.
And decelerated.
In that area of the race.
Right there, at that area of the race. The deceleration hasn't taken part. But after he accelerates, then the deceleration takes over. Now, in the second portion of the race, which is the second fraction and the second call of the dream race, he has a .58. Now, look at Saul. Look at Saul. These are deficiency numbers. Saul is the second best in the early. He becomes the second in the second portion of the race. And then he becomes the third. This is deficiency. Here. These are the deficiency numbers. This is a 3.112, 3.13, 3.10. All right, now look at Tim. In this, he's going to start decelerating because he's accelerated the most. But these numbers, 312, 309, 313, and 310, now measure that against his first, against the horse's first, early part of the race. And you can see that, yes, he has decelerated 3.12 at the end of the race, but he had a 4-point-something advantage in the beginning part of the race. He has decelerated the most because he accelerated the greatest. So in looking at this, they're going to have a hard time making up what they were deficient early to catch him late. Okay, are you with me? Do you see what I'm saying? Now, we verified this and we can see this. 4.40, a zero, yeah, he's made up some. But look at that. In making that move to make that up and to catch this horse or to take over the part of the race, look what it cost him at the end. 3.09. Now, say, okay, he made up some, but he lost it. So you could really just kind of add it together and say he's a 7.49 deceleration factor. And you can do this and take a look and see how much the early portion of the race, and it's verified with your first and second fractions. And you second, first and third fractions of the dream race, based upon the dream race. Okay, go to the late matchup EXDC. Now look at the deficiency that Kemp has late. 2.81. Here again, he has decelerated in the late portions of the race, of the late portions of the first call and the second call. Now, these formulas are different. They're measured against each other. Now, the first part of the in this first early is measured against the late now. And the late against the dream race. Now, you don't need to know this. Just know that it's one is early and one is late and what's happening. Okay, he is still right here in the early portions of the race, late part of this early portions of the late race. The best. Here again, he becomes at the second portion of the race. He's dropped off to point 29. At the end, he's the greatest at 2.81. This is his deficiency in the late stages of the race. How much advantage did he have in the early portion of the late stages of the race? 2.20. Okay, now we've got this. It's all at 2.20. 0 and 0.53, which would be a 2.73 based upon a 3.01, if you just add it and look at it to get a deceleration factor. And a solid placed in this race, didn't he?
Showed.
So this is one of your horses that you can see this. And you can verify it. Look up at the bar graphs at the front, you can see they don't match. They're not supposed to match.
All right.
Yeah. Now we take and go to Moon, late, 2.26, 15, and 34. The late stages, we expect him to have show more deceleration than the other horses. Why?
He was going faster.
He was going faster early. This is the guy that's running around the block. The other's walking. This is the way. This is a relationship I like to give you. It's a tortoise and the hare. Now, is this a negative number? No, because his deficiency is not that much greater than the others. You know, we're only separating about a 0.55. But when we start looking, his advantage early, he's so much faster than the other horses. Take a look at these numbers. Always look at them. Look at the early, look at the late. They're set up. This program is set up as a the way that we read. We read down and not up. We read across. So we go across, we go down, we go down, we go down, down, and across. And that's the way that you read your program. Here's where you look. Okay, the early is under the early, the late is under the late. This is verified with the rankings. It's all of these are verified with everything on the program. Your UXR, your paragons, and other things. Just from one portion of the program to the other. Start looking. Start seeing.
And there are 3-0 horses. If there are three different horses, are you exact to Quinella play? If one of them has 2-0s, go to the most evenly balanced for your third horse. And then we'll see you at 7 o'clock. The last one, take a nice break. You're all rich. Go to a nice place to eat. If you're not rich, you will be. Last person out, lock both doors. Push the little button. And your computers will be safe and we'll get unlocked.